You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Joining us right now is Cheryl Atkison. She is the host of Sinclair Sunday's TV program, Full Measure. She also has a new book coming out called The Smear, How Fake News and Shady Political Operatives Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. It will be coming out in May. Cheryl, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So on your webpage, you have a fascinating timeline of Obama-era surveillance. And I sat and I read this, and it is amazing. This goes back. You put this together. You came from a bunch of different sources to put a very comprehensive timeline together. And it goes back to 08, which is, January of 09, when right after President Obama takes the pledge of office. And it reads like the plot line for Designated Survivor. Fascinating. But is any of this that's here criminal?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there are some instances in which people went to prison, but it was usually the whistleblower or the person inside the government who had leaked information to the reporter, not whoever may have tracked them. So I think the trend is we see that government in general is watching journalists, is watching members of Congress, is watching private citizens under the auspices of tradecraft and tools and powers given after 9/11 and, you know, end up using it. It looks like to me when you see the evidence in ways it was probably not intended and yet could be argued are legal under the law.
You know, when you're an investigative reporter, that's one of the things you always do. The first thing you do is build a timeline to help you visualize how things happen and if there's any proximity one thing to another. And if, and then you go back and you say, are these connected? And you try to find out how. But when you look at this timeline, and I got to tell you, it is fascinating, Cheryl, when you look at it, you walk away with this overriding sense that, oh my gosh, the Obama people were monitoring everybody, reporters, as you mentioned, members of Congress. You had a situation where you believe your computer was actually infiltrated by somebody who had the kind of software that the government uses when they infiltrate people's computers.
We know that as a fact from forensics exams, so that's factually correct. And you can see in the timeline when it's placed there, it was the same time the government was, you know, watching, surveilling, and monitoring secretly other reporters. And you could start to see that there was a well-known war on whistleblowers, war on people leaking inside the government. I was dealing with a lot of those types of sources. I can only assume that was probably the source of the government's interest in my computers.
Now, when that software was put on your computer, A, how did they get it? Did they enter your residence without you knowing, number one? And number two, was there any kind of warrant that allowed that to happen legally?
I'm told that there was no warrant with my name on it in FISA court. But there are incidental ways to wrap people up when they want to reach people. There are incidental ways to capture them. And there are many ways in which they monitored my computers. One way we know for sure, we have the date and time that they entered software into one of the computers through the forensics exams. And apparently I clicked on a legitimate Hotmail email, and this came in certain software attached and downloading in the background after I looked at that email when a pop-up ad came on my computer. And even though I shut down the pop-up ad, didn't know this was going on, the forensics shows that triggered the download, which continued thereafter. So that was one way and one entry, and there were many other ways and different entries that they took over periods of time.
That has to, I can't even imagine, but that has to feel so invasive because you had no idea. And I'm sure you feel that this was unwarranted, and it just must feel so violating to find this out.
It just feels as though government in general is taking liberties that it should not. It feels very Orwellian. And I want to say that some of the people in the intel community in charge of operations have been the same under Bush, under Obama. It's not necessarily just coming from the top. There are administrative forces and bureaucracies that persist from administration to administration, and some of them are still there now, even after President Obama is gone, and some of them, again, are there from the time before that, from the Bush era.
Well, when I saw this timeline and I spent some time studying it, I won't ask you to make this connection because I know you haven't made it, but it certainly jumped out at to me as a possibility. When you see all of the things that have happened during the Obama years to surveil certain people, it's not a great leap of faith to then figure out that maybe there was a great deal of monitoring on the Trump campaign and the Trump transition effort. I mean, it's not a stretch to think if they would do all this other stuff, they would also do that.
Well, I suspect based on the factual record that there was, and maybe not just the Trump campaign, and I have sources that have told me that bad actors in the intel community may start with a conclusion. They know who they want to surveil. They know they can't get a warrant to do it. So they figure out how to capture them incidentally, which I don't think would be legal if that were to be the case. When people say, oh, what Susan Rice did was perfectly legal, well, we don't know that yet. And I'm not accusing her of anything, but certainly you and I haven't seen the evidence. I think it's premature to say that everything she did was by nature perfectly legal. We don't know that.
You know, I've been told that every American has the right to see their own FBI file, to find out what it is the FBI might have looked into over the years into your personal background. And I actually think I'm going to do that and find out, see if I can get it. But you have been asking for your FBI file forever, and they won't give it to you. What's that all about?
Well, I'd like to know. You know, it's I think it's unlawfully being withheld. They haven't provided the requisite reasoning. You know, if they're going to withhold something, especially in full, and they're supposed to provide redacted versions, even if they hold some back, they haven't done that. I started in earnest really pushing to get this file once the computer intrusions happened, because I suspected there might be something in there. I wanted to see what they were wrapping me up in. And to this day, they continue to withhold the file. And again, I think it's illegal. I have a lawsuit going against the government for the computer intrusion, and I think it'd be helpful to know what's in the FBI file in the meantime, but they're stonewalling on all of that.
Wow. I don't know how they get away with
Scary.
It. I don't know how they just can say, no, not going to do it.
Well, thank you for fighting the good fight. I admire you so much for everything you're doing.
And I would advise people to take a look, if you have some time, to look through this timeline. It is quite interesting stuff. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.